Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, everybody. The Giddy Band in the background is Newfound Glory. Now, for those of you who have listened to the show any time in the last...
Oh, thank you.
Say about 3 months, you've heard me talking about the band.
Three months?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing using it as a bumper.
That's awesome.
Why don't you play the bumper we hear with us every night?
Yes.
It's that guitar riff I hear.
It's the bumper band, yeah.
The bumper band?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
You've heard that before.
You think I'm good?
Yeah.
That riff?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite riff. I love this. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's the band. Now they're here tonight, and it's been a little countdown to Newfound Glory, because ever since we've been playing that bumper, and I've been saying how much I enjoy that riff, Anderson has been saying they're coming up on the 20th or whatever the hell the date is today, and here they are. Yes. And we're glad to see you guys. Cyrus, Chad, and Jordan are all here from the band. Yeah. Newfound Glory is not only the name of the band, but the name of the CD. You guys are doing the Warped Tour, right?
Yeah, Warped Tour.
Then
Blink Tour.
Blink Tour this summer, too.
10-week long.
Big tour.
Yeah.
Do you guys, have you played with Blink? Do you know Blink?
Yeah, we played with them on New Year's in San Diego this past New Year's.
Insane.
It was awesome. It was like Weezer and Blink.
Yeah.
Wow. Biggest show, like 13,000 people, I think.
Oh, my God. And it just, did you guys just click? Did they ask you then, or?
Yeah, well, actually what happened was we were on tour, and Mark from the band called us up and was like, dude, I got your new CD. It's awesome. I love every song. It's like me and my girlfriend listen to it every day. And then from there, it just went on. You know, we told them how much we love their band, and then we just became friends.
I think the fact that our managers are the same.
Yeah.
It's the same person
too.
For both bands. That may have helped, too.
Well, that was actually
in a small
after.
Way.
Well, that was only 90% of it. We're talking about the crucial 10% when Mark called
the
up.
The creative alliance.
Well, he was actually calling to sell us on the manager, too. Like, he's great, man. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah. We love Blink 182. They've been coming up here for the last
years.
4 years, or maybe even more.
They've vanished in the last year.
They've not been here. Has it been a year?
It's been a good year.
Because I run into them everywhere, so it always feels like they're here. And you know, they were a band that you had high hopes for, and you hoped for the best, but you were kind of wondering if they were going to get past that Dude Ranch CD.
Yeah.
And they've kept going.
They did.
It's awesome.
They're out there, and they're as strong as ever were, and I see them all over the place. Newfound Glory not only is going out with Blink during the summer, but doing the Vans tour, the Warped Tour, sorry, but tomorrow they're going to be out in Anaheim playing, doing a signing, or are you playing?
We're playing. It's a free show. It's actually a free show at Tower Records in Anaheim. K-Rock's helping us out, promoting and everything.
Yeah.
And we'll be there signing some autographs for a little while and then play.
Yeah, we play at 5, right?
Yeah, I think
we play
so.
Play like 5 and we'll be there signing autographs.
We'll be there from like
then.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, do you stay until the line is gone, or do you have a cutoff board?
We actually have something else to do tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So with the autographs and stuff, like we have stuff worked out where pretty much everybody who shows up is going to get something autographed, even if we don't physically autograph in front of them.
Right.
We've already like signed ahead.
Oh, I see. Right. You got this.
Oh yeah, we've already signed ahead.
Got this Indonesian slave women down in the basement of Jordan's house signing away. All right, so that's where they'll be tomorrow in Anaheim, and we'll give some more plugs on some of the tour dates and all that kind of stuff as we go on. Drew?
Yep.
You all right?
Yep, I'm fine.
The band's excited about being here.
I know.
You know, when they were
giddy,
and excited, I was thinking about them and I was thinking about you.
Yeah.
Their first appearance on Loveline.
Don't make it just me. You too.
All right. Okay,
but
you've been here 36,000 shows, right?
I've been here one.
You're not sure what day it is.
Yeah.
You'll be driving home and you won't remember one call from the night. Right, you'll slip away somewhere else about 11 o'clock, and we won't hear from you for the last hour.
We're gonna be telling our grandkids about this one.
Right.
Well, dude, Loveline rules, man.
Oh, thanks.
Been watching it forever and listening.
Thank you very much. All right, so Drew, you ready to go?
That I am ready to go. And we were gonna talk a little bit about the El Cajon shooting today,
man. Right.
If people have anything, just to bring that topic back to the surface.
That's scary.
Yeah, that. In itself may not have been as important an event other than just to bring this back into consciousness and to have people sort of chew on it a little bit and think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
The bullying issue, I think, is the one thing that's kind of interesting because they're talking about legislating against bullying.
Oh, really?
Wow. Which is fascinating.
Yeah, but that's why bullying is why this country is great. I mean, it's all those guys.
Makes men.
It's what we've done. It's how we've become a world power. Yes,
not for fat kids worldwide, though. I was one of them.
Yeah,
I was fat. I still got my boobies. Still,
but these guys were all fat.
But here's my point. Look where you are now.
It's true.
And if you were the captain of the football team, you'd just be sitting around watching game films, drinking beer,
watching the Man Show,
and listening to Glory Day. Oh, the Man Show. Yes. Well, nothing wrong with that. No, but doesn't it take a certain amount of, like, you guys need some energy. Yeah, like oppression, a certain amount of, I'll show you one day. You know, the problem with what's going on today is it's not, I'll show you one day, it's, I'll show you at nutrition, I'm getting a gun.
Yeah, tomorrow.
As opposed to, one day I'm going to own a huge company, and I'm going to buy and sell you, and I'm going to drive a big car, and you'll respect me, and you'll wish you hadn't. Now it's like immediate gratification.
It's a little bit cathartic for you, though, Adam, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Every time you go on a talk show now, it's kiss my ass.
Yeah, well, I got a long list. Tracy?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hi.
What's up?
I have really big boobs.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah,
Jordan has big boobs.
And us too,
I'm 5'2", and I'm 125 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear a 34D.
Wow. Nice. Bouncy, bouncy.
Nice. Yeah, and I wanted to get a breast reduction just to see.
Just to get down to C, which is what a lot of women want to get to. Uh-huh. Whether they want to get up to that or they want to get down to that.
That seems to be the mark that they're all striving for.
At 17, it's a little bit young. You might want to wait a couple more years, but that's something you can do if it's important to you. Particularly if you're having physical problems. Like
hold on, though. 5'2", 125.
Don't do it.
I got to do the radio math.
I've had a couple of friends in Florida get that, too.
Reductions.
I have 5'7", 137.
You're overweight.
Drew, please. Tracy?
Yeah?
Are you a little overweight?
Not, I don't think so.
All right.
I guess I might be, but, you know.
Healthy body image, dude. Relax.
Yeah, you're beautiful, baby. But all I'm saying is if you are a couple pounds overweight, if you lost that weight, you might lose a little in the boob department.
Well, I'm pretty, like, I mean,
your proportion.
I guess I'm little. My waist size is little. I wear like a 4.
Ooh.
I wear a 4. I'm small. Big on the top. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's good times.
Now, what about, like, growing? Like, she's still going to grow more? Because she's only 17, could she fill out in the bottom and maybe...
She could grow in a lot of places still. She could grow taller, even.
Yeah.
Possible. Most women are done by 18, 19. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with big boobs, like, anyway.
No. Does it hurt your back?
Yeah, I have back problems.
Yeah, back, neck, that kind of thing. That's a reason that people get these things done.
Okay.
But it's a surgery, and there's scarring, and it's an anesthetic, and it's something really to think carefully about, okay?
Yeah.
Now take some pictures before you do anything drastic. I mean, wouldn't you at least want to have that?
Yeah.
And email them to newfunglo.com.
All right, Tracy. Okay.
Chad.
All right, good times, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Ryan, who's 17. Ryan?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I want to say Adam and Drew, you guys are awesome.
Well,
and I just really wanted to say, Newfound Glory, you guys are just amazing.
Thank you, Stu.
You guys have been like my favorite band for a while now. I saw you guys play a show in Idaho. My best friend was living there for a while, and I went up to visit him. And he told me about this awesome band called Newfound Glory, and he wanted to take me to see you guys. And I saw you guys, and I just thought you guys were awesome.
And you didn't know about them before then?
No, it was probably about a year ago or so.
Idaho, I think we only played Idaho one time, and that was like, it was last year. It was in the fall last year. But that's actually like, a lot of that's kids really have cool. been introduced to us that way. It's just so weird. Somebody would go out and mouth, hear our CD or, you know, go to a show, and it's like, their mission for the next 3 weeks is to go tell all their friends about us.
But that's
good.
It's called quality.
Yeah. It's nice to win people over. Go ahead.
I'm driving out there from Northridge tomorrow out to Anaheim to hear you guys, and assuming, because I'm taking my girlfriend, too, and I got to pick her up in Calabasas. So I wasn't going to get out there probably until close to 5, and I was just wondering if you guys are going to be doing any kind of signing maybe afterwards or anything, because I have your CD, and I was hoping to get it signed and all that, or if you'll have stuff, because you guys said you'd have...
You know, it would be smarter, given traffic and stuff. You want things signed, if you guys excuse me, drive over here tonight. You're just in Northridge. We're in Culver City. Drive over here, get the stuff signed, and go back home.
Right. Yeah. Bring your dad's hand out, too. Please, Drew.
Right?
A couple kids out.
All right. Come on by. You got wheels?
Yeah, but I have parents that won't let me out this late.
I know, like, it's hard for us to guarantee anything, like, to happen tomorrow, and, you know, we have no clue how many people are actually going to show up, but we're trying to estimate and, like, make sure that somehow everybody can kind of get something signed.
Yeah.
You know, even if, like we said earlier, even if you can't actually watch us sign it right in front of you, we have some stuff that we've already signed to kind of give out in emergency, so...
We sat all day signing.
We'll try.
All right, Ryan.
All right, and my sister loves you, Jordan.
Thanks, man. Tell her I said hi.
Tell her about his breasts, about his man boobies.
Tell her about my man boobies.
Tell her about your man boobies.
Yeah.
Cool her down a little bit. All right, let's go to line 5, talk Jennifer. It's 27. Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I have a question. My husband and I have been together for 2 years, married for one. And we have a one-year-old daughter, and it seems like ever since I've had her, he doesn't want to give me oral. But I'll give him oral, like, all the time. But
all the time?
Yeah.
Was he there when you delivered?
Yeah. I was wondering if that...
Yeah, if you see something come out of there, I probably wouldn't want to go back.
It's confusing. Well, he's scared he's going to get hit in the head with a mouth. hit in the mouth of the head, I should say. I see. I think this is a mistake. This is like this really progressive thing that's been going on for a while where we force guys.
Yeah. I don't think they should be in the room.
We need to go back to Fred Flintstone stage of maternity. Right?
No,
where Fred waits out
they
and
should be
pacing
and handing cigars out to other guys.
And watching the football game that's on,
and
too,
watching
right?
The ball game. Yeah. And that gag where you go, honey, it's time, and he panics, and he grabs your overnight bag and throws it in the car and then speeds away and then gets a mile down the street, and then the cop pulls him over and says, where are you going? And such, and he goes, but I have to pull my wife. And he looks, and there's no wife in there, and you're sitting there all calm in the living room, and he spins out back and panics again and leaves you again. Those are the days I'd like to get back to.
Right.
Yeah.
How do I get him interested again? I mean,
Have you asked him about this?
Yeah, and he said that it's not me. He says, you know, it's nothing to do with you. He's like,
yeah, it's me. I'm repulsed by you.
It's me. You smell.
I said, is it because, you know, you've seen the baby come out and everything else come out, you know?
And what did he say?
He said, no.
What is it then? Can we talk to this guy?
Huh?
Can we speak to him?
I'm at work right now.
I see.
That's the only thing that I can.
You know,
think of.
Guys sometimes get freakish when their spouse becomes a mother. It has all kinds of symbolic meaning to them, and it may not even be the stuff coming out part so much as he just can't bring himself to do this to mom.
Because I know he was kind of nervous having sex while I was pregnant too.
Yeah, see, he's a little flipped
out. Hitting the baby's head and stuff. And
well, also too, when you're mama, it's time to cut out all the non-biblical forms of sex and just have the sort of missionary intercourse. I mean, maybe is he a religious guy?
No,
I knew it. I don't know. Just to talk to him. Does he drink? You got to get him drunk.
There you go. Also, don't forget, you hold the cards. You can easily just say, hey, you know what I've been doing to you? I'm not going to do that anymore unless you do this to me.
You got a wheel and deal.
Yeah. But
Adam.
The guy can't go without, you know.
Yeah, there's a stop on the way to Porkville.
Yeah. We're bypassing Headville.
Thank you, Drew.
What about you?
Hold on. Drew, it's weird when you call it head for a girl. Isn't that weird?
No. She's bypassing. She won't do that to him anymore.
Head.
She won't
do that. She's going to bypass Headville.
Unless he stops.
He's not going down her.
Yeah.
You know, there's some chicks who call it head.
It's weird.
Like, this dude was giving
there's
me
no head.
It's weird. Like, I know what they're talking about, but it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
What else could they say, though?
Well, I don't know, oral or eat me out or going down. When a girl says a man was performing head on me, it's weird.
It's weird
to me. It technically may even be right. I don't know. Do they have a head, Drew? Is there anything
they
down
have
there?
Heads, yes.
Well, thank you. Idiot.
So, Jennifer, anything else?
What about you? When your wife had the babies, were you kind of freaked out?
No, I wasn't.
He was they were C-section, so he was doing it whilst they were delivering. Drew thought if he blew on it, he could push the kids out of her stomach. He's a doctor, but he's very superstitious. They came shooting right out.
There was a lot of drapes and things there. Nobody knew.
That's so gross.
So, but no, that did not bug me a bit. In fact, I
you ate the placenta, though, right?
Yeah. I cooked it first and ate it. But I could couldn't. I can't even relate to guys that get that way. Frankly, I know that guys get that way, and I can't quite figure out what it is that troubles them because I can't relate.
But
to
you're
them.
Very, 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 very passionate man.
Very,
very passionate.
But it's hard for me not to give him oral because I like.
Yeah, but you hold the cards. If you tell him you're not going to do that anymore, he'll be back.
Just want to try it.
You think so?
Oh yes.
See if it tastes different.
Listen, it's just like shaping the behavior of a young child.
Just tell him to get down there. Listen, there's a lot of stuff you don't want to do sexually. You do it, it feels good to your partner, then they do 10 minutes on you, and then you can watch some TV. I mean, that's what it gets to, right, Drew? That's intimacy, right?
That's the essence of a relationship.
That's the essence of intimacy. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Adam.
Kendra?
Yeah?
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
I want to find out about the little girl voice.
Which you have. You've got it.
It's very sexy, yes. I might add.
I'm 22 and was abused at 12.
Yeah, hang on a second. What was God's plan? He gets the child abused, the voice stays the same, and guys are forever attracted to that now.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a great
what
plan.
What is that?
That could have been one of Satan's ideas. You know, we hold on a second. That's an interesting point. You know, there's God and then there's the devil. Yeah. And we always blame God. You know, we give him credit for the good stuff, but then we give him credit for the bad ideas, too. It's like, oh, what was God thinking with that herpes? Come on, God. What kind of move is that?
Yeah, somebody else came in the back door.
But
that's
then
what it was.
You forget about
point.
The devil.
Stuff in,
the devil's around. Maybe the devil's responsible for, you know, herpes and cancer.
The little girl voice.
And the little girl voice.
And guy's attraction to the little
and
girl
guy's voice. Guy's attraction to it, yeah. I mean, use your head, Drew. Mm. Satan.
Ooh, that word.
Kendra?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Did anything happen to you?
Everything happened to me.
Oh, okay.
Divorced child, stepdad abused, molested.
Yep.
Nice.
Controlling, go crazy at college, and still have a little girl voice.
Are you in college now?
Yeah.
Where are you in college?
Humboldt State.
Humboldt.
Mm. Are you like a small person? Or?
Yes. 5'2".
See, I don't know. For some reason, I always associate that like with
well,
the little
it helps.
Person voice.
Oh, the stature definitely helps. A quick question about Humboldt State. Is that an actual college? I thought it was a DA sting operation that just sort of lasted, just turned into a university. So originally, it was just a plywood shack that they called a college. They just arrested people who enrolled. And eventually, they got a football team or something.
Bell Tower.
Bell Tower.
Sucks.
All right. What do you want? They're baked. What are they called over at Humboldt? The bongs or the butts or the resins?
What's the name of the mascot?
The lumberjacks.
Cutting down those big stacks of weed.
Yeah. So, Kendra, what is your question, actually?
My question is, why do I have this 12-year-old voice?
Well, all we know is we hear it, and we know what we're hearing when we hear it. And you've heard us talk about it, right?
Right.
True. We went through this part.
I understand. But, well, clearly there's all sorts of arrests that occur in development, usually emotional development, when someone is traumatized. And whatever it is about the brain, this has not been well worked out yet, it tends to set up repetition compulsions around the trauma and sort of arrest development beyond the time of development you're in when this thing happens.
Hold on.
So it happens. I'm not.
Are you in one of these repetition compulsions right now? It's been going on for a while.
It's worse.
Is that kind of like when you're like, when there's a little baby and you always talk to the baby with the baby voice? Like it goes?
No, it's literally that this is the voice she had when she was 12. When she was abused, she stopped developing. And she gets stuck in this sort of repetitive pattern and development doesn't occur. And for whatever reason, for women, not so much for men, but for women, the voice stays the same. And it's extremely predictable. I can tell now, having done this show for a few years, what age it happened.
Yeah.
It's based on their
There's
voice.
A difference between the 12
and a 6.
And the 6 and the 9. And Drew actually can figure out about the time they were down to the hour oftentimes.
That's kind of scary.
1979, November 12th. But, hey, Kendra?
Yeah?
Well, there you go. So
if you get treated, theoretically, and we don't have any experience in this area because we don't talk to a lot of people who are abused and then treated. If you have thorough treatment, theoretically, there could be improvement and all that. There should be.
Is it like psychological or
yeah,
the voice training? Or
No, psychotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you should then develop, and with the development, there should be some
talk
physical
like
change.
This.
Yes. Hey, it will sound like Janet Reno in just a few short years of therapy, Kendra.
Great.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. It wouldn't be great, though, if you could just change your voice and then that would then change you.
Like, well, this is what cognitive behaviorists believe. You change your behavior and then you'll develop behind that.
Yeah. So
that's very
controversial. They got something to it.
There's something to it. That's right.
Well, I'm with them.
Yeah. When have you changed behaviors?
I have. Listen.
Without changing internally first?
Hold on. Let's not get too heady. But this is an interesting, and age-old argument, which is people have their patterns. People get locked into their things. And we all have our shortcomings and weaknesses and relationships and life and all that kind of stuff. And you can go into therapist and work it out and then try to apply it to your life. Or you can just force yourself to do those things if you can. Do those things that you're not so good at. I mean, for me, like, I always use this as the most, it's the most mundane example I've ever thought of, but I used to be the world's laziest guy. I couldn't motivate. I couldn't do anything.
You used to be?
Well, I'm the third laziest guy now.
I think Ian is up there.
Ian and Roger Clinton, I think, are number two, and I've slid into the third place. But I was like a horribly unmotivated, lazy dude, and I started saying to myself, I'd bring a coffee mug in with me every day when I got in my car in the morning, and at the end of the week, I'd have eight coffee mugs rolling around the passenger seat. And every night, I'd pull into my driveway, and I'd look at the empty coffee mug, and I'd look straight ahead, and then I'd look at the mug again, and then I'd go back into the house and smoke some weed, you know? So I started saying to myself, stop, pick up that mug. And then I'd go, no, come on, forget it, that's stupid. And I'd go, no, go get it. And I'd start, eventually, I would like just, that coffee mug like symbolized everything. Pick up the mug, put it in the sink, rinse it out. And I started beating myself up that way. And now I just do that stuff without thinking about it.
But the coffee mug.
I forced it. Yeah, oh, only the mug. That's not a metaphor. I'm literally talking about coffee mugs I'm good at now. Everything else is still a mess. But you can kind of pick out your weaknesses and force that behavior, and eventually you'll stop thinking about it.
See, luckily
you're right.
We have parents that clean up after us. So
still,
ooh. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Dope.
So we leave our coffee mugs everywhere.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Newfound Glory is our guest tonight. We'll hear something off their CD and talk to more yous when we come back.
Hey, what the f*** is up? This is Mark from f***ing Blink-182, and you're listening to f***ing Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. f***ing Drew.
There you go.
Did he say that on the radio?
I think he did. Cyrus, Chad, and Jordan are all here from Newfound Glory.
That's right.
The name of the CD is Newfound Glory. They're going to be out at Anaheim at Tower.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Show is at 5?
Yep. Signing, we play at 5.
Signing,
we'll be there probably
three.
Around, a little around 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
And also out with F and Blink, F and 1, F and 82 over the summer.
Over the F and summer.
Van's Warp Tour. When's that start?
It's like the very end of June, I think, the 23rd or something.
Who did they got their lineup?
They're like adding bands every day. A lot of the bands like us, like we're not doing the entire Warp Tour because we're going out with Blink. We're doing whatever, a couple weeks. And there's a lot of bands like that. And every day they're picking bands to fill those spots.
But I know the big headliners are like 311, Pennywise, Rancid.
Right. And then they'll be on most of the tour.
They'll be on the entire tour.
Enjoy Fletch.
Yeah. Enjoy Pennywise. Have a good time with those fellas. Make sure you let them know you're new on the scene.
I've heard stories about
those greetings
guys,
from me and mention Poo Poo City.
Yeah. Tell Fletch you want to go down to Poo Poo City.
Oh,
it's beautiful country over there. Especially during the summer when it gets hot. Yeah. All right. We will. We're going to hear something from Newfound Glory. I think after this song. What do you say there, Drew? After this call.
Hey, man.
Yes?
Sure.
All right. Rhea?
Hi.
Hey there, Perky. You're 17. What's going on?
Well, my friend Liz is on the phone, too. And
Hi.
Just have to say that, I know that...
Turn your radio down before Adam turns you off.
Sorry.
You're lucky. I'm picturing you two nude.
We are. Yeah.
What up?
Well, my friend Liz and I are probably two of your biggest fans, obviously, because there's more than one of us.
Nice.
And our friend Shasta's birthday is coming up, and we were wondering if you guys could just say happy birthday to her, because it would be, the greatest thing in the world.
Like right now?
Just say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
What's her name?
Chaz?
Shasta.
Shasta.
Like the soda.
Do it again.
Shasta. Happy birthday, Shasta.
Shasta.
Hi, Shasta.
You should
Shasta
come tomorrow.
Shasta.
Come tomorrow and say hi to us.
We really want to. Actually, we were all at the Less Than Jake at the Palace on Friday.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh.
And then, Liz and Shasta were at the Santa Anita thing.
Oh, cool.
You had a question about Save Ferris and Phoenix?
Well, we left after you guys because we only came to see you.
Aw. That's awesome. Aww. Thank you.
And I also got a hamburger thrown at me. So.
A hamburger?
Yeah.
Weird. That was probably Steve Looker, our guitar tech.
Are you abnormally thin? Sometimes people will do that.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah. All right.
Tell them about that girl that was like, oh, that's the guitarist. And it was really the
okay.
tech.
All right.
I almost hit the girl behind me because the roadies were setting up the equipment. What? And this girl, she was like 13. She's like, you know what? I think those are the guitarists. And I turned around and was like, excuse me.
You were going to beat her up?
Sure. Yeah. I know you two are hot. You know how I know?
How?
You sound like pains in the ass. That's how.
Are you serious?
Not you, the other one. Who is that other one? Liz?
Yeah.
Liz, you're good looking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little better.
Yeah. Do you have big breasts as well for your body?
Yeah. Okay. Who's better looking? You, Liz, you or Rhea?
I'd have to say Liz, definitely.
Yeah. I see. I knew Liz was a little bit hotter because she's a little bit more of a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Liz is hotter, but I'm much easier.
No, I know. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad.
What do you mean, dude?
All right there, Rhea and Liz.
Thank you very much for, you know, taking the time to answer our call.
No problem. Our pleasure.
Chad, you are so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Cyrus is hot.
Yeah.
What about me?
Oh, baby.
Ian, you are the cutest creature in the world.
That's Chad, baby.
All right.
What about Jordan?
At the palace.
Jordan's hot. Would you
say? Tell Jordan you like playing with his nipples.
Actually, Jordan, I was touching your anal area.
What?
At the palace, you were like standing right in front of me, and I was like, oh, baby.
Jordan,
really?
All right. Any day.
Hey, listen, you two?
Yeah?
Slow down a little bit.
Or take some pictures.
This is the unraveling of our society. We're witnessing it right here.
Yeah. It's our
fault.
Oh,
my God.
It's our fault.
Oh, where were these girls when we had that band in high school? Remember Narthex? That hard
What?
Yeah, we had pretty good edge to it. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, we got rid of the banjo player 6 months in. How dare you? We went to that, sort of hard edge rock. Remember that? Remember Narthex?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were
asked to play at the US Festival.
We played at Cal Jam and US. You had that bass that was shaped as an axe, that battle axe.
Right,
pretty
right,
high.
I bet you wore stonewashed jeans too.
Yeah, pre-torn with the torn knees. Yeah,
I played bell bottom.
I played a Sinsonic drum. It was cool back then. Awesome. Yeah. All right, are we going to hear ourselves a song from Newfound Glory?
Please.
You got something queued up there, Anderson? I see.
Yep.
Is there a song on there that
they can't do it because there's a call on that little screen.
Oh, okay. So, no, we can hear the song.
Go ahead. No, they can't tell you what the name is. So
I see. But it's going to be hit or miss, right?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hear the song.
Okay.
Newfound Glory.
The guitar riff, too. Listen to the guitar riff.
I will focus. Hit or miss. Here it is. Well, there you go.
I love the
clothes. Juicy.
Newfound Glory. Off the self-titled CD. And, it had that guitar that was missing from rock for a little while.
The slide?
A little pick slide.
Yeah. Is that the pick? Is that
Steve,
the pick slide?
Steve right there.
Nice.
That's his pick slide.
So because I'm familiar with the slide guitar. I mean, that sort of bottle and Bonnie Raitt Scooter stuff. But this is just, you do that with the pick.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
We got a lot of that on the record.
That's why we're here. We're here to bring it back.
Bring back that pick slide. All right, Drew, you ready to rock?
I'm
here?
Ready.
I want to talk to this guy. I want to talk to Abel down there.
Whatever you want.
Although I don't know if I believe him.
They're saying seven out there.
Oh, okay. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, man?
My question is, lately when I've been masturbating, when it comes time for me to... have an orgasm come, I shoot blanks. And it's happened for a while.
Does it actually make a sound?
What's that?
Does it make a sound like a cap gun?
Like
nothing comes out. I see.
Isn't that how Bruce Lee Jr. got killed?
That's right.
Yeah, not like
that.
Oh,
man. In hell.
But it's happened before, and it's starting to concern me.
What are you talking about, Chris?
Nothing's coming out, right?
Basically, I'm jacking off, and I'm about to have an orgasm, and I do, but I don't come.
Yeah.
No liquid comes out.
No liquid comes out. No jizz.
That's not true.
That's a blast.
Is this like an often, do you masturbate a lot?
Maybe you're doing it too much.
Yeah.
I mean...
You're empty, dude.
On average, probably like 4 times a day.
Ooh, well, there you go.
That's a little...
That could be empty.
That's a lot?
That's a lot.
Well, doesn't it take it takes a while for your body to regenerate?
Yeah, Chris, that's a lot. You could just be empty, as these guys have put it. Are you on any medication?
Yeah, I have cystic fibrosis, but I don't think that'd do anything.
What medicine are you on?
Pancreas, empty stuff to help me digest my food.
Just pancreas, and that's it?
Yeah.
You done anything?
Well, see, like, I was reading, you know, Maxim, I was reading a Maxim, and, like, there's an article about how to, like, be able to satisfy girls and, like, last longer. It was saying to, like, build up, you know, like, do penile exercises, and one of them was talking about, like, when you're peeing, to, like, stop peeing, like, using the muscles in your penis.
Wait. So,
and that helps.
Oh, my God.
That helps.
Can you grow a few, more inches by doing that?
What's that?
Yeah. Can you grow a few more inches by doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. Doing the Kegel exercises, they're not going to make you not have an orgasm or not. Well, it might give you some control of your orgasm, but once you have it, it's not going to keep the semen from being ejaculated.
Well, why don't you see if you can cut down your masturbation to, let's say, 20, 25 times a week?
And especially with cystic
fibrosis. Let's see if we can cut it down.
Cystic fibrosis, there may be something about the way you produce semen, too, because you know that the way you produce secretions
is altered. That's like a smokeless cigarette, that penis that doesn't have the semen flying out. That's great for camping, fishing, taking in the RV. You know what I mean? That's a totally portable penis
It can also be retro.
I can't jack off in the car because of that
now
problem.
Now you don't have to worry about the mess.
Whereas Chris, no problem. Yeah, I got to take the Thomas guy and spread it out, pull pages out, scan them around the console.
It can also be a retrograde ejaculation.
What's retrograde
ejaculation is where the semen goes back into the bladder.
Is that bad?
No, and medication does that, not uncommonly.
Yeah,
so.
that may be it.
Do you think, like, by me masturbating too much could also cause it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you join a band, man? And then you won't have time to do it that much.
Well,
and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Guys in bands.
I'm really trying. My band's called Orange Fish.
They're called Orange Fish.
Orange Fish.
What?
Nice. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
You call him Dry Pepe.
Dry Pepe?
Why don't you go see if you can make it 2 hours without masturbating? Like, take a nap or knock yourself out or
something.
Think
of something else, yeah.
And watch Schindler's List. And then,
like a chronic masturbator.
Margaret
Thatcher
on a cold day.
Four times a day is pretty active.
Yeah.
Even for me.
Corolla standards, yeah.
Yeah. So give it a day. Give it 2 days, and I bet something comes out of there.
Nearly off the Corolla scale.
Four times?
Yeah.
I could have been counted on for 2.7 to 3.5 times a day in high school.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the season.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know,
when it gets cold outside,
you have time.
Well, see, I didn't study or anything. Oh. I mean, I had time. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what I was saying, join a band. You have, like.
Yeah, you get busy. But that's why our family moved out to L.A. It's good jacking weather. You know, we moved from Philadelphia. Yeah, had trouble jacking off a few months out of the year. But my dad said, you know, he made a commitment to the family. He said, there's good jacking to be had in L.A. We'll move out there where the climate is good, and, you know, my son can jack off.
You don't have to worry about the dry skin and the trapping.
It's
the
nice weather. Yeah. You were living amongst the Quakers in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Decided to move out for jack
jacking.
Right. Are we going to break?
Yeah, I think we are.
Hell yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Newfound Glory after this.
Back in a minute.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That'd be Dr. Drew over there. Cyrus and Jordan are both in here. Chad should be wandering.
Chad's walking in right now.
Just a second. Here he comes. And there
Chad wants to call in and ask a question. That's why.
Not only that, I think he was going to go practice to see if Chris was right about the shooting blanks and stuff like that.
Newfound Glory is the name of the band tonight. It's also the name of the CD. Going to be out at Anaheim at the Tower Records tomorrow. Going on stage at 5, signing at 3. So get there early if you want to get a good place in line and a good view for the band and all that good stuff. And going out on the Warped Tour and going out with Blink-182 this summer. Okay, let's get back to the phones. We'll speak to Heather, who's 18. Heather?
Hi.
What's up?
My boyfriend wants to add another girl in our relationship.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good man.
Do you have a camera?
If I say yeah, does that mean I have lesbian tendencies?
No, it means you don't have a boyfriend anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Well.
Good times.
But do you want to have lesbian tendencies?
No, I want to try it.
Do you want to have your boyfriend anymore?
No, I want to try the other girl in my, like...
So you don't care if that screws up your relationship with your boyfriend?
Does it screw up your relationship?
It will, I guess.
It's just an awkward situation.
Where are you guys going anyway? You're not getting married, right?
No.
How old is this guy?
Well, he's 20.
Does he work construction or go to junior college?
No, he goes to UCSD.
Ooh.
That's just weird.
We were just over there, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Seems like if you try it once, he's going to want to try it again and again with other girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you get to try it, and this is a good excuse for you to try it, right, Heather?
I guess so, yeah.
Relationships don't survive threesomes.
All right, but let me ask this.
Okay.
You're curious about a woman, right?
Unless the people are totally effed up. Then, right. Then it's just fine.
Quiet down. Well, Heather, you may be just effed up enough for this thing to work. You like women.
No, I don't like women.
You're curious.
Yeah.
A little curious.
Yeah.
And in order for you to be... But you don't think of yourself as a lesbian.
No, I mean...
Right. And you wouldn't feel comfortable being with a woman alone.
No.
But yet, you'd like to kind of experience a woman once just to say you tried it, right?
Yeah, you only live once.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you can have your boyfriend with you, and then you can try in a kind of safe environment, but the problem is he ends up boning her, too. And then you get mad. Are you prepared for that?
Sure.
Does he get to have sex with her?
I don't.
Well, that's what he's going to do. And you better think about how that's going to feel.
Well, he's going to try. I mean, you got to lay down some ground rules.
You don't think so? Let's say she runs out of the room crying. Is he going to stop?
Well, when he's done.
Well, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, when he's done.
What's that?
I'm not going to cry. I'm a big girl. I mean,
the point is, no matter how much fuss you make, the freight train is underway.
Is it okay for him to have sex with her?
I mean, I'm not married to him.
Is that part of his plan? I mean, you guys got to agree on
this.
No,
Heather, total victim.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to want to do her, and then you're going to get upset at him, right?
Look, she's suppressing her feelings. Well, it's okay. It's a free country. It's,
right.
She's rationalizing it. Please, Heather. What happened?
He just wants to get with another girl.
Heather?
Yeah?
You got anything you want to tell us about?
What do you mean, tell you guys about?
I don't know. Drew, what do you think?
I'm tired of this line of discussion.
Okay.
I'm sure it's there. I'm sure it's there.
Any abuse? Dad an alcoholic? Rape, molestation? Any of that good stuff?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody physically abused you?
No.
You just want to try it out, right?
Yeah, I just want... Because, like, a couple of my friends tried it out, and they say it's fun, but they don't have boyfriends.
Yeah, if you have a boyfriend, that's just... I mean, that would just be weird for me. As much as it sounds fun, it would just be weird. It's like, if you're with someone and that's your boyfriend, you're not going to want them to share their body, which is, like, yours, with anyone else. It's just kind of weird. And if he wants to do that, it just seems to me that it's like an excuse for him to hook up with another girl
that's
and not
exactly
you.
Exactly right.
All right,
did
but
you hear that?
You're not going to marry him anyway, so...
So have fun.
You check it off the list.
Have a great last night.
But it will bring up feelings.
You mean it'll bring up feelings I like girls?
Well, maybe. You already do kind of like girls.
But more that it's going to bring up feelings about your boyfriend and a lot of unpleasant feelings.
You're going to start asking if she's better, and then all that stuff starts, and then you'll be arguing.
Oh, and he starts... Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
I get chaos from Heather. I just get
it. I do, too. All right, Heather, you don't want to tell us anything about your past? Nothing we should know?
I mean, no, there's nothing, nothing that's bad,
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, baby. Good times.
Enjoy.
I love you, Adam.
Love you.
Bye.
Hey, maybe I can be that third chick.
You want to be the third chick?
I'll shave my ass, put a wig on.
I love you, Adam. It's like, that's a threshold remark. Oh, boy. Ooh, yeah. She effed up.
Ian's putting through the glass. Tell her to do it.
Your boyfriend will be in for the surprise of his life. Yeah, I told her to do it, Ian. All right, let's talk to Abel, who's 25. Abel?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you doing?
All right.
What's up?
So now I'm about 350 pounds.
Yeah.
And my penis is about an inch and a half long.
Good times.
Of course, some of it may be sort of...
Yeah, maybe it's
optical
like...
Optical illusion?
Yeah, I mean...
Sucked in by the weight.
Right. It could be a relative thing. Maybe you got 11-inch dork in a 9.5-inch belly.
So like iceberg.
You know what I'm saying?
Ian has a small penis, too, anyway.
Hey.
It's okay.
I'm right there with him.
Sarah's, too.
Abel?
Yeah.
What else?
I want to know if I get on a diet and I lose some of the weight, will I gain some size on it?
You probably will. Fat tissue tends to produce a ton of estrogen, and that helps keep things small.
You ever see fat guys at the gym?
Yeah.
Always small dork. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's bad on bad, you know? Again, Satan's, one of Satan's moves, right?
Evidently.
God couldn't have planned that one. Hey, let's really torture Fatty. I'll give him a small dork. You know, what kind of plan is that?
Well, maybe that's just indicative of the whole system being estrogenized, and so it's not such a bad thing for him. Imagine if he had high levels of testosterone and couldn't...
Oh, right, and he couldn't get laid.
Couldn't do anything with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Abel?
Yeah, so it's a chemical thing then?
Well, here, part of it, part here, of it.
Here's the thing. You got two things going against you. You have the actual weight around the penis, which is like putting sandbags up around your mailbox and then wondering why it's not sticking out so high, you know? I mean, you're building up the area.
A snowbag.
Yeah, you're building up the area around the phallus, so it's going to appear to be smaller. You got that, and when, it, you know, fat guys, they get pink-cheeked and they become sort of woman-esque, right?
The adipose producing estrogen is what that is.
Are you tons of estrogen. Are you worried because of, like, as far as, I don't know, like, you're just embarrassed about your size because of, like, showing it to someone, like a girl or something, as far as hooking up? Because girls care more, girls care more about size and weight than penis size anyway.
Let's hope so.
It's not really the size, you know, it's because I know how to please a lady, you know, I can use my tongue and all that, but
sure.
It's just, I don't feel right, you know.
Okay, well, listen, Abel, here's the deal. You got to lose the weight, and if the penis pops out, the penis pops out. That's gravy. Either way you look at it, you're going to have to lose a good 100, 150 pounds, right?
That's right.
All right, so what are you going to do about that?
Well, I'm going to take them off. I'm going to take them off and... We'll see what pops up, you know, hopefully.
Sure.
Good. Excellent.
You know what I think...
You never know what you find.
I think losing weight, like, in itself, even if it has no actual physical effects besides the weight loss, it's gonna motivate you, and sure. It's going to keep your confidence up. And
keep you healthy.
You won't think about it as much.
But, Abel, let me...
Dr. Baluki speaking.
Let me give you the same warning I give to the women who dropped the weight. You're 350 now, right?
That's right.
You may lose 80 pounds and feel great. And you may decide to start sporting the cycling shorts at that point. But to the person that doesn't know you, you're still 5'8", 285, and not ready for the cycling shorts. There's nothing worse that women do this all the time. It's like, I was 350, I dropped 100, now I'm 250.
Put on a bikini.
Come on with the spandex.
It's Britney Spears.
Right. It's like, yeah, I've got the midriff thing going on with the halter top and the culottes. And you know what? You still got another 100 pounds to go. I'm glad you're making momentum, but not quite time to unleash it on society just yet. Right, Drew, as a doctor? Yeah, thanks. Newfound Glory is here. We're going to take ourselves a break. Who else is coming in here? Ian and Steve. Ian and Steve are going to come in. We'll have a little Newfound Glory changing the guard. We'll be back after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Jimmy Presley will be in here, the really hot blonde from Jack and Jill and all those, like, pinup magazines on Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
Bill Maher will be in here on Monday. I think I'm doing PI on Thursday, but we'll check that with Bill when he comes in. A little Temptation Island reunion. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, a good band, and good guys, real good guys, are going to be in here. On Wednesday.
My giant.
And Jake Busey will be in here on Thursday. That's next week. Newfound Glory's in here tonight. Cyrus is still with us. But
I'm the parental figure now, kind of watching out for Steve.
Keep an eye on Steve and Ian, who have joined us now from the band.
What's up?
Doing a little round robin, if you will. Again, Newfound Glory going to be out at Anaheim at the Tower Records tomorrow, signing and playing, all starting at 3. So
it's all free,
too. For that. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's all free.
Free at 3. Sonny?
Hi.
Hey, you're 21. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Good.
Good. First, I want to say hi to the guys, Newfound Glory.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
This is Sonny.
Oh, it's that Sonny.
Every time I see you. What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing. Hanging out.
Oh, good. Okay. My question is, as a girl, how will nipple piercing affect me in the future? like in terms of like breastfeeding and stuff?
It can make it more difficult.
Really?
Yep.
It can get hooked on your kid's retainer if you do it long enough, right?
But no, you should definitely pierce them both.
The people that work at these piercing institutions claim that it's still okay to breastfeed.
Yeah, that's what the guy told me.
But it makes it more difficult. It's already, you don't realize this, but it's already difficult enough to breastfeed. That it's not something that happens very easily.
You can't like take out the piercing and like the baby get more milk that way?
No.
Because the three holes
square
thing,
out the sides?
No. Yeah. You have to take the piercing out, but it doesn't give more milk.
Okay. Will it come out the sides?
Yeah.
It'll come out. It'll come out of that hole.
Yeah.
Cool trick.
Like you make some money that way.
Yeah, I like that. I guess it would.
That way, if the baby's really thirsty, you get a little bit more milk.
That's what I was saying.
Don't get more milk, though.
No, the same amount.
Also, I heard that like if you get your nipple pierced, it prevents swelling of your breast when you're pregnant.
Nonsense.
Well, so like some kind of pressure
how
relief?
How the hell your breasts fill with milk? If they don't swell, they don't get milk. They haven't gotten milk.
Huh.
And you're piercing your nipple, not your breast.
I'd be more than happy to hold your hands while you go and get them pierced.
No, well, I have one done.
I was thinking of putting a drain in my balls so I wouldn't get blue balls. True, does that work?
Yeah.
A runoff valve?
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy.
But it'd be like a little wastegate, like turbo cars have on it. Put it set the spring to a certain pressure. Maybe when the balls get to that pressure, it blows out. Yeah. Wastegate for your balls.
Should be a back door.
Mark?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
My girlfriend and I had unprotected sex today, actually, and it was the second day of her period.
Right.
I was wondering what the chances of her pregnancy were.
They're still there. They exist. You got to get the morning after pill.
Well, but probably not.
Less than if it were 2 weeks into her period, but it's still possible.
Wear a condom.
Yeah, that's what I was. And also, she was interested in taking birth control pills.
Yeah.
And she's told me that she's taken it before, but it gave her hormonal imbalances. She just doesn't feel right all the time. Do you recommend any particular kind?
Most people would either start with a triphasic pill or just a relatively low dose monophasic, like Ortho 135, something like that.
But hey, Mark,
Ortho 135.
But I think the triphasic pills, Ortho 777.
Did you go down on her too?
No.
All right. Just curious where your line is, buddy. That's all.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for the answers. And Dr. Drew, I really enjoyed you coming out to Fort Collins, Colorado, CSU, a few months ago.
If you
I
say
don't
know
so.
If you remember that. No, actually, I do. That was a nice in the gym there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was very nice. Great, beautiful school. Nice kids.
With the ortho dams. Do you remember that?
The what?
Dental dams.
Yeah, those really took off.
Yeah.
Those dental dams. That's bigger than Beta. I mean, of course that idea is not going to work. The thing where you just spread some latex over the infected area and then lick away.
That's gross.
Aww. Yeah, it's like eating a pie through the saran wrap.
quite literally.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, what kind of plan is that? All right.
Just get a little taste.
How do you say that?
Martian?
Hello?
What's your name?
Martin.
It says Martian.
All right, you're 18. What's up?
Oh, I just want to say hi to Newfound Glory. And I was wondering who wrote the songs for them.
Well, like, we all basically write our songs together.
All right, because like, they're real catchy songs.
Yeah, it's like a community thing.
Who's this? Am I talking to?
You're talking to Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Ian there?
What's up?
Is Ian there?
Yeah. Ian's right here.
All right, Ian, you're pretty cool.
Hi, it's me, Steve.
He just squeezed.
He just said you're cool, Ian.
Thank you.
I saw him hang out with Mike Duren at Warped Tour, so I watched him after Green Day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mike Duren is Ian's idol. Or yeah. No. Yeah.
One of them. Too.
One of them.
All right, Martin.
I was going to see you guys in Chicago. Is there any way I can meet you guys?
Hang out during the show?
Yeah,
we always go out,
well,
walk around the crowd.
Grow some
stuff.
Boobs. Yeah, they're going to be... when the hell are you guys going to be in Chicago?
That's right? the end of April, actually. It's like the 26th or something. Yeah. We're doing...
Me and my roommates are going.
Cool.
Right. 26th, they'll be in Chicago.
Yeah, we're doing like 2.5 weeks in April. It's the second half of April. It's us headlining with a couple other bands that we're friends with.
Bring some ladies with you. There's a very good chance you could meet us.
Oh, and Adam, you're my idol, too.
Thank you. I won't be in Chicago anytime soon.
But your band's playing there soon, right?
Narthex. Yeah. Narthex Revisited, we're calling it. 15 years after.
Narthex Reunion.
Narthex Reunion, yeah.
TK1.
Yeah, we swore we'd never play together again, but...
The banjo guy back in the band?
We're bringing Stu back, yeah.
We have a special appearance.
Yeah, we're going to bring them out.
Right.
So let's.
Hey, we did want to talk to you about the El Cajon shooting. If people are.
Oh yeah, we're doing a wonderful job of that tonight.
No one's calling in, but if they're interested in talking about that,
there you go. Bring it up. I don't think that one ranked as big as some of the other ones.
No,
it's not a tragedy.
It just
but
brings that issue back up to the surface.
So. Yeah,
isn't it just one of those like copycat things? Like I hate to see that. It's like anytime there's a school shooting or something like that, there's always something that happens the next week.
And I'm not even sure this was that. This is more like some random act of violence.
Okay. Really?
But I do think these things, you know, it's weird because I don't think of it as a copycat thing. I just know that once someone does something, then it makes it possible for other people to do it.
Right.
And I always use this crappy example, but I really mean it. It's the same with skateboard tricks or anything. I mean, if you see what guys do on BMX bikes today and realize that people were riding those BMX bikes for the last 30 years and not doing anything, it took somebody to do a flip on it to make everyone else realize, hey, you can do a flip on one of those.
Yeah.
And now everyone does a flip on one.
Well, the thing that, that I don't understand is just like they watch the TV and they see how it affects people and they see what happens and just people getting hurt. And then, like, you know, they go ahead and it keeps on happening. It's just crazy.
Like,
what are kids thinking? What are kids growing up?
People that do that are usually kids that are, if they weren't turning that aggression outwardly, they'd kill themselves. It now becomes an option. I can kill myself or I can kill somebody else.
Yeah, or I can go out with
a
bang.
Yeah,
it's like teen suicides are down, but school shootings are up.
It's the same basic feeling and impulse that gets the shooting.
And unfortunately, I think it all goes back to the press and just how big of a thing the media plays this out to be. And they show the kids that, like, wow, you could be a superstar for 30 seconds, you know, or 30 minutes, and you may have to kill yourself in the end, but
you're bummed out if some other guy does a school shooting like 2 weeks after you did your school shooting because you're off the map.
Yep.
I always feel bad. It's like when these celebrities that die and then some other bigger celebrity dies 3 days later and then a year later you're going, is Jimmy Stewart still alive? And you go, I think he is. I don't know, but it's because some other dude
just died after.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some good examples. I think Robert Mitchum died and then like Jimmy Stewart died like 2 days later and it was like, we're done with Mitchum. Back to Jimmy. Now we're on Jimmy Stewart, and he didn't get enough time. I'll tell you, Drew, when I go, I want you to plan some sort of, you know, moratorium on celebrities kicking off so I can get as much as I can out of it. As a doctor, certainly you could do something about
that,
right?
Yeah, we'll just bring the juggies out, and that'll be enough.
Yeah.
You guys can't live without each other.
That's right. Drew, you'll kill yourself something.
Yeah, that's the first impulse I would have.
John?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for Adam and Dr. Drew and for Newfound Glory.
Beautiful.
Which one do you guys want first?
Well, ask us and then ask the band.
All right. Adam and Dr. Drew, my nuts really stink.
Yikes.
Why don't you ask the band a question?
I think you should just wash down there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little soap will help.
I mean,
baby wipes.
I mean, after I get out of the shower, they still stink.
Really?
What's the smell?
It smells like typical nuts, but it's like multiplied by 10 or 20.
Do you wash your underwear? Do you wear the same pair of underwear every day? Are you like clean hygiene?
I wash them. They get clean. I don't know how clean they get, but they get clean.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student, not junior college.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You got to start dumping talc down your shorts before you leave the house. It's going to help.
He tried it, he said.
Well, it can't hurt.
I would just not wear boxer shorts and use the Bath and Body Works.
I don't wear boxers.
It'll smell like fruit.
You don't wear boxers?
I don't wear boxers.
Have girls complained to you about it or what?
No, my girlfriend doesn't mind.
She doesn't even notice?
Are you a lot of hair?
Hair? A fair amount. Yeah, I try to keep it trimmed. But
if you should try to keep it trimmed.
Trim that hair down a little, but I'm with Ian on the soap, which is, somebody gave me in one of these like baskets after doing some TV show one of these like clear. It's sort of translucent and it's kind of orange color.
All right, is it like a facial soap?
No, it looks like it, but that's not what it is.
All
and
right.
Somebody said, "Oh my God, who gave you that soap?" It was just sitting around my house for 6 months, and they're going, "It's the most amazing." And you use this stuff, and your nuts smell like a garden. They really do. My nuts never smell better.
I don't even think about that.
It's called your sack smells terrific.
Okay, sounds good.
No, go out and drop. You got to drop like $6 or $8 on it or something. Go to one of those
shishi
mall stores where all the gay guys hang out. The cruiser. Go there and just drop yourself $10 on one of these bars of soap and make that your sack soap.
And if that doesn't work, it's bacteria usually that does this, and you might want to get some antibacterial soaps like Physohex, something like that.
All right.
Get control over the bacterial growth. Keep things dry. That's what the guys are telling you. That's another good thing. And the talc, I think talc with this guy would create like paper mache. Plus,
yeah,
with all that hair going
you
can't, on.
Yeah, the thing I like about talc is I can get three or four wearings out of a pair of underpants with them. It keeps them fresh.
That's
you know
why you
what
wear
I mean?
Them nine
That's why you
times.
Have Febreze.
Yeah.
We just spray Febreze on our clothes on tour.
Right. It smells like nutsack anymore. Joey?
Yeah?
You're 16? Oh, wait a minute. He had a question for Newfound Glory, too. That's right. I got so caught up in his
smell.
I forgot. Sorry, John?
Yeah.
I was lost in your sack. I'm sorry.
I understand. I got lost there, too.
Talk to the
Whoa.
All right. Newfound Glory, I have a question about your summer tour. It says on Les and Jake's Love webpage that you guys are going to be on tour with them in the early summer.
I think you missed it.
Yeah, we just did a tour with them, a month-long tour.
Really?
We just finished like a couple days ago.
Huh, with Les and Jake and the Impossibles?
No. Oh,
Whoa,
you know
that
what?
That was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
What you need to do is go to newfoundglory.com and without the A. The A is anewfoundglory.com.
That's an
really
old like.
Yeah.
Just keep searching around the web and you'll find like our newest tour dates.
All right, that's cool. And it says on your webpage that there's a Chicago date on the 2nd of June, and the radio station hasn't said anything about that, and I'm just kind of curious.
Well, that's the 26th, right?
In Chicago we're playing. It's confirmed on April 26th at the Metro.
It says on June 2nd.
It may not be confirmed yet.
Okay. I'm not really sure about
you
that.
You going to be in St. Louis at all? Which is actually where he's calling from.
Oh, you're from St. Louis?
I'm actually in college somewhere in Missouri. Like, not really close to St. Louis.
Yeah, there's a...
from Chicago.
There's a June 2nd show they got for Q101, too.
Yeah, it's
just don't tell your friends yet. Wait till Q101 is.
Well,
oh, yeah, sorry.
We just played in St. Louis a little while ago. We played at the pageant. It was like two or three weeks ago.
With Les and Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flag. Yeah, that's cool. Are you guys going to be on Warped Tour in St. Louis or Chicago?
I don't think so.
I think we're just doing the West Coast. I think we're going to end up in Denver.
But, all right, you're going to be on the Blink tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that should run close to there.
Awesome, that's cool.
Does that remind me of your Mr. Elastic?
Rex Kobo, Mr. Elastic scrotum. One of the greatest porn stars ever. Guy could pull a scrotum sack up over his head.
Come up to us and talk to us when you see us.
Just right, John.
Don't smell the sack. Yeah, we'll smell the sack.
You'll either smell like sack or your sack
smells terrific. I agree with Ian on that soap. Joey?
Yeah.
You're 16, what's up?
Yeah, well, okay, tonight I was having sex with my girlfriend. And it wasn't our first time, and like afterwards she said it burned. She like complained about burning.
When you ejaculated?
I had a condom on, yeah.
I'm sorry. It burns when?
Afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. It hurts when she pees?
No, it was just like after sex, like right after.
Her vagina was burning?
Yeah.
Does she have any sensitivity to latex?
I don't think so. I mean, it hadn't done anything before.
And you've been having sex with her for a while?
Yeah.
And did you guys go extra long, or was it vigorous in some way?
Mm-mm, no.
How long did you guys...
You weren't proving a point, Joey? You know, that prove a point thing you do, like, once every 4 years?
Yeah. Just to revamp everything.
Fat, huh? Yeah, sure, he was fat, honey. Well, still. Yeah, man boobs? Yeah. Well, you see. See, you like man boobs. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, that's
like
so funny.
Hair.
Now,
you like pink hair.
Pink hair, yeah. Talking troll doll, yeah. That's so funny, is it? Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes women get... I mean, we get that call a lot, right, Drew?
Yeah. Is she getting pap smears, pelvic exams?
No.
Yeah, if you're sexually active, it's time for her to start doing that, so...
All right.
You know.
It's all right with you, though, Joey. You just wait out in the car, right?
It may be a sensitivity to the latex. Some women get that. It may just be an irritation, a friction irritation.
Maybe you just did a really good job.
Yeah. It could have been. I mean, you go too long and too hard. That does it. Joey?
Yeah.
All right, get her checked out. She's got to take care of that.
All right, thanks.
Big girl now. All right, good times.
Hot baths in the meantime.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot baths.
Hot baths.
Does anyone take baths anymore?
Yeah.
Does that really happen?
Everybody has time for baths.
If your tush or your vagina burns, you will take a hot bath.
It will?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to that day when my ass is on fire and I'm sitting in a tub. David?
You don't have to do that anymore. You get the magic toilet.
Yeah.
You have a bidet?
Yeah. I got a toilet seat that squirts me in the ass.
I've always wanted to try one of those.
I'd like to come over and try that out.
Is that
done
heated?
And done.
Is it heated?
Yeah, it's heated.
Wow.
So it cleans you after you're done?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you just press a button and it just squirts up?
Yeah, well, it's
you
actually...
You kind of jump up.
You have a remote. It's a wireless remote. And it's always funny because it has a picture of a seal on it, which I don't know if it's a seal of approval.
Like a sea lion?
yeah, a sea lion. I guess they had to pick a kind of aquatic animal that you'd be comfortable with around your ass or something. You wouldn't want to pick like a hammerhead shark or something. It might scare the kids.
Have you discovered the baby wipes yet? Baby wipes work really good.
Yeah, I hear those are good. My partner Jimmy stumbled onto the baby wipes, and then the problem was his wife left. They come in that like plastic tub dispenser.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She left a whole tub of them down in the downstairs bathroom, and he was wiping his ass with what he thought was baby wipes for like a week, but his ass was on fire, and eventually he's like, what the hell is this thing? It's killing me. And it was like
fabric softener?
It was a Mr. Clean tub wipe.
Ammonia.
Whoa. Man. Yeah, the guy had been wiping his ass with ammonia and rubbing alcohol. No wonder it was on fire. I love those stories, though. My friend Ray once took one of those Tux medicated pads and thought it was a Stridex pad, wiped his face down with it. I brushed my teeth with Vagisil once. Ouch. Drew, didn't you do something with Brill Creamer?
Desitin.
Yeah. I drank ammonia once when I was little. Oh, it was in a Crayola crayon cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so normal now.
It's just funny when people ingest poisons by mistake. I mean, you have to admit
it's very high humor.
All right, so the point is I got one of these toilet seats, shoots you right in the ass, and it's great. And I'll tell you the reason it's great is there's nothing worse than taking a nice hot shower, getting out of the shower, and realizing you got number two coming. And you don't want to get back in the shower. You just cleaned up that part. And like I said, that part on me is it's like getting peanut butter out of a shag carpet. Once things get messy down there, it's very hard, very hard to get to it.
And also when you want to be intimate with someone, you don't want to be smelling bad. So you're just going to go in the bathroom and just like press the button.
You plop down on there, you push that button, and the seal pops up. Now, the thing that's funny is when the seal has one ball in the air, like the sort of circus ball in the air, like it's bouncing on the seal's nose, that's light pressure. Two balls.
So this is like shiatsu massage at the same time?
Three is hard, yeah. You really want a good goose, and you put it on the three-ball seal.
Is it fine-pointed?
It'll get you.
So this is like an enema.
I think Ian needs to cut off his shirt.
It'll work it. Yeah, it'll work it up there. Yeah, it's good. Nice. It's good times. Yeah, good time. Josh.
Yeah,
you're 16.
Yeah,
what's up?
My girlfriend, she gives me oral sex, and and she complains that, well, she never complained before because she's done it before, and she complains that it tastes really bad, the semen.
Are you on some antibiotics right now for that cold you're on, that nose thing you've got?
Oh yeah, right now. I'm on Moxlin right now.
Don't you think it's possible that antibiotic might be changing the taste?
I don't think so, because she said it before I was on the medicine.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure?
Why? Is the antibiotic going to make
antibiotic can make funny taste.
It makes her pee green, too, sometimes.
Yeah, antibiotics can do funny things.
Just shoot it on her belly until you're off the medication.
Yeah.
You said you're not on allergy medicines or anything like that?
No.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
Just suddenly it got bad.
And but it tasted bad before the medication.
Yeah, that's what he's claiming.
Well, yeah. I heard if you eat fruits and vegetables, then it might taste better.
So they say.
Yeah, what about that? It's still not worth it, though. Who cares?
I heard if you eat pineapple or something.
Yeah, pineapple yogurt, pineapple juice, we hear.
Well, why don't you try that? See what it does.
All right.
Call us back. Hey, well. Hey, Lauren, let's get, we're going to get your number. You're going to test it out, and we're going to call you back. Okay. All right? We're going to see if this works or not. Once and for all.
Pineapple juice.
All right. Hey, you guys did that on this show.
Years ago.
I was listening to this show.
Years ago.
I know where I was.
12 years?
No, it wasn't 12. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, no, yes, it was.
No, I remember. It wasn't 12.
10?
Could have been 9. Right. I'll give you 9.
All right.
Have you guys noticed that Ian took his shirt off?
Yeah, I'm all right with that, though. He's a good-looking kid. I'm not gay, but he's a good-looking kid.
But now he really looks like one of those trolls.
We all think he looks like a treasure troll.
Yeah.
We just need to put a little diamond in his... And that's why he rub his belly before he play.
You know what, though? No matter what anybody says, it's 190 pounds of pure pimp standing right over there.
That's right. Maybe 195. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with Newfound Glory after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Newfound Glory is the band. Yeah. Chad is in here now with Steve and the shirtless Ian. And when you got it, you flaunt it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. We will take ourselves a call, and then we'll hear another song from Newfound Glory off of Newfound Glory. Halima, or is it Halina or Halima?
Halima. Yes.
What's up with you?
I think I'm addicted to porn.
good times.
That's a very good thing.
Not exactly, but...
It's nice to watch four guys suddenly lean into the mic.
Really? Really? Oh, yeah. Ian's nipples perked up.
It just sounds like we could be friends. We have something in common. My brother owns a porno company.
You have something not to talk
about. You 18?
23.
Oh, nice. That's 23. Even better. What? How much porn do you watch each day?
Like 3.
Do you have like pay-per-view?
No.
I think I got you beat. I may be addicted to porn more than you are.
Beat is the operative word. Is what do you mean, 3 hours? Porn movies?
3 porn movies.
Do you watch them straight through?
Yeah, most of the time.
You don't fast forward?
She's a female. She's got to watch the story.
Yeah. I fast forward to the good parts.
Absolutely.
I'm into the whole DVD porn because you could just go right to the best scenes.
Oh, my God. And
you
not
can
only
put it
that,
on freeze frame, too, and it looks perfect.
And like they've got backstage. It's like, hey, what do they got on craft service here? Oh, they got a nice spread there. It's good looking. M&M's and bagels.
Didn't Jenna Jameson give you a CD?
Jenna Jameson, I said, if you give me a DVD porn, I will yank my penis off. This could really be the end of me and my penis because I'm this close to pulling it off just on the VCR.
I have a picture at home with me on my hand on Jenna Jameson's boob.
Oh, really?
$10 for it. Got a nice Polaroid.
She sent over a DVD and a needle and thread and said, if you yank it off, then you just sew it right back on.
Wow. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You do? What does he say about this?
He thinks I am.
There's Jenna.
And you, oh, you
the autographed Jenna poster on my wall.
Carry it in your wallet. It's
That's my fiance with my poster in the background.
Oh, I see. You have your two girlfriends there. That's beautiful. Halima?
Yes.
Now, do you masturbate each time?
No.
You just watch it.
Well, sometimes I find my hand going down there.
Yeah.
You're doing it right.
So do you do it for like educational purposes, maybe to please your boyfriend better?
No.
Really?
That's the movie I got on DVD. Hot Flyers, Hot Point or something.
What was that?
Yeah. Adam?
Yeah.
You'll be happy to know it started with Taboo 2.
Oh, yeah.
I have that movie, I think.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I had to look everywhere for it.
Yes, he does. You listen to this part?
Yeah, I like that part.
Oh. Now, what scene is this? What's going on this part of the movie?
I think it starts where they're walking down the street.
That's right, in front of the school. Never imagine.
And then they go back to the house and go in the pool.
Yeah, yeah, the hot tub.
Yep.
Oh yes, he does.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I wonder who did the soundtrack.
Hey, Halima.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you another quick test. All right, turn that down, Anderson. Let me tell you that. You tell me what scene this song is from, all right?
Okay.
You listening?
Oh, no.
Gotta get it on, gotta get it on.
Okay, I know the song.
Gotta get it on, gotta get it on. Gotta get it on, gotta get it on.
I know the song.
How do you know the words? That's the part.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that the orgy when they're in the circle?
Yes, yes.
So
very good, Steve.
Whoa, seriously, dude.
One of my
friends gave it to me, and I just one night I just watched it, and it's just like the most addicting thing. Seriously,
and I just know all the words.
Why?
All the girls in there are just really hot. The crazy thing about it, it's a family having incest.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Good times.
What?
Good. All right, so you know that's the orgy scene, right?
All right, Halima, let's focus here for a second, okay?
Say that again?
Let's focus for a second. Are you okay in your relationships otherwise?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you been sexually compulsive before in your life?
No, I've only had sex once.
All right, were you exposed to a lot of pornography or anything when you were growing up?
No.
And so, is this an activity you engage in with your boyfriend or by yourself?
By myself.
So it's by yourself.
Mm-hmm. She's not masturbating.
Is it female?
Ugh, crazy.
Crazy. And is it interfering with your life, your ability to be productive?
Well, I spend money on it.
A lot?
Let's see, $68 in the last 2 days.
And what is it? So it's a relatively recent thing then. It's all of a sudden this got going. and it maybe is just something you're just sort of intrigued with and you're sort of compulsively looking into. It's like scab or something.
I don't know. Tell her to stop. And let's
if she rents them instead of buying them, you spend a lot less money and get a lot more of a variety.
You can pick and choose.
Bring your boyfriend into this so it gets back into sort of reality. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's something you're doing in part of your relationship. It's not some sort of weird preoccupation you get.
All right there, Halima. Yeah, good times. And to me, watching a porn all the way through and not masturbating is watching, it's like watching one of those instructional videos that comes with a cell phone, but not owning the cell phone. Like, what's wrong with your self-esteem? Like, how much extra time do you have to watch an hour and a half worth of Junior banging his mom?
I only got to watch about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. After 30 seconds, you just stop at that one part.
This is where women and men diverge.
No kidding.
Very different systems.
That's how you know they're crazy. All right. We will hear something. I was about to call you guys. I don't know why. I was thinking of System of a Down because John gave me, John from System of a Down is the guy who gave me a Taboo 2 after I was unable to find it for so many years. And that was that's why they popped in my head.
I have a copy.
Newfound Glory is here. Let's hear something from their self-titled CD.
Sucker.
And this one is called, thank you, Drew, Sucker. Newfound Glory, everyone. That was Sucker off of Newfound Glory. Another good song from Newfound Glory. And thanks, the band is here tonight. Yeah, I like Newfound Glory. You guys are young. Oh, my God. This is your fourth CD?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez, and everyone's like 20, 21?
I'm 23.
I started touring in bands when I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, my first tour, I was 15, I was in the 8th grade. I did the whole U.S., like, played out here and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, all the other guys in the band were all older, but it was, like, a hardcore band, and I like, could scream. And in the beginning, they're like, we can't have a 15-year-old in our band, and they're like, well, that's kind of cool. Because they were all, like, 25, 24, and I just joined the band, and everyone came over and met my mom, and they all, like, became friends with my mom, so my mom felt comfortable. They had a sign to be my legal guardian.
Oh, my God.
So we've been, all of us have been playing in bands forever.
You got your band guys in.
I used to be in a band called Fat Chicks and Spandex.
If a family of raccoons came up to my house and asked for my kids.
Yeah. Could you sign this?
No.
I was different, though. He actually had a really good screaming voice. It was like a hardcore band. Like,
oh, then okay. Then I would have been fine.
Now was it? What kind of music was it?
It was hardcore. It was metal. Really heavy.
Just metal. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the name of the band?
It was called Shai Hulud, the sandworm from Dune. That's where you know the movie Dune.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, the sandworm Shai Hulud. That was where they got the name.
See, we were Narthex, man.
Yeah.
That was different. We're pretty heavy.
It sounds like NoFX a little bit.
Narthex was a skin cream in the 70s.
I want to let you know that another band Ian used to be in is Fart with a PH.
Yeah.
I was in a band called Greasy Feces.
Fart with a PH is
psychedelic
good.
Like smoke.
Greasy Feces, not bad.
That's good, too. Yeah, but it's like Greasy Feces and the Turds. You know what I mean? Like Greasy Feces would be the lead. And the...
Right.
Turds. Right. And the Turds. I think
Ian would be the Greasy Feces and the rest of the guy would be the Turds.
Right. Courtney?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey. Fart. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say I love you guys. Like, Newfound Glory, like, you're one of my favorite bands. Like, Ian, I was at the show on Tuesday night. I was one of those girls, like, talking to you and stuff.
Yeah.
At the MXPX show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are the coolest. Like, you were just, like, outside hanging with everyone.
That's
like,
right.
I couldn't believe it.
I think that's what people like about us, like rather than other bands, is we go out and talk to our fans and actually care what they think. And we want, you know, when I grew up, like going to shows and stuff like that, I would always want to meet the band. I'd walk around for hours trying to see if I can find them.
Yeah.
And we make ourselves known. We want to go out. We want to meet our fans. We don't want, you know, people to think that we're not like them. Cause
that's
we, you know,
rad. Like,
half our fans are older than us anyway.
Yeah, I know. So, we still live with our parents, so.
That's like the right, yeah. So I wanted to know, like, what was your favorite band that you've toured with so far?
Less Than Jake?
Probably Less Than Jake, because, I mean, this is, like, the second tour we did with them, and every day it's just, like, you know, we just hang out with them. They're, like, family. You know, we really get along with them very well.
Phoenix CX are very cool, too.
Yeah. That just, like, fun. Every band we tour with, we want to tour with bands that we hang out with every day, bands that we're friends with, you know what I'm saying?
That's so cool.
We hear horror stories all the time about bands that take bands on tour, and they don't hang out, and they're really weird and stuff like that, and we're not all about that.
When you're on tour, that's the only family you have is the other bands, so it's, like, you want to spend time with people.
I've listened to you guys for like 2 years now. Like when you guys weren't like on the radio or anything, and it's so weird now. You guys are playing the radio, and like everyone's heard of you. It's so cool.
Well, hey. Thank you for still supporting us.
You're welcome.
You gonna go out to Tower Anaheim tomorrow?
I'm gonna try to. I have school, so I'm gonna try.
Well, cut school.
Cut school. Go see Newfound Glory.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good times.
Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. And David.
Hello,
David. You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I had a question for Dr. Drew. About a month ago, my girlfriend stopped taking the pill, and we had unprotected sex a couple times since then.
Why? Why'd you do that?
Well, you had a boner.
But no, why didn't you wear a condom? Why didn't you stop the pill?
I see what you mean.
She what?
She just ran out, and she didn't get back to go get any.
So how about wearing a condom in the meantime?
We just didn't have any.
Well, listen, he did it. He's, 17.
Oh, God.
So what's the question now, David?
My question is, now she's about 8 days late.
Yep, there you go.
On her period, and I was wondering, I'm not sure if it's wishful thinking or not, whether that being off the pill would throw her cycle off.
It can a little bit, but I think the higher probability is she's pregnant.
All right.
Yeah, she can, you're 17. It's time to settle down and have some kids.
Get a pregnancy, get over-the-counter pregnancy test and find out. It's time.
All right.
Yeah.
You gotta stay on it, though, David. It ain't gonna go away.
Oh, I know.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you want? If she's pregnant, what do you want to do?
Do you love her?
Yeah.
He's freaked out. Haven't you considered that it's a possibility that she's pregnant?
Have I considered it?
I mean, that's probably what you're dealing with here.
No, I've been considering it for for the last 4 or 5 days.
Well, listen, here's Planned Parenthood's phone number, okay? 1-800-230-PLAN, P-L-A-N.
230-PLAN?
Yep.
Yeah. Call them up. Go talk to them. Get a test and all that stuff. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself,
good
dude.
Luck. Bye.
Bye.
Let that be a lesson to all you young kids. This is what happens. Believe you me, I couldn't imagine having a kid at 17. Yeah. Well, I got a right mind to pull my belt right out of my dungarees and put it tanier hide with it.
Get a
kid.
Switch.
Get a switch out from the field by the filling station.
Where's Ellie Mae from last night?
Oh, I don't know. Drew, I'm tired. We got to take a break.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we'll be back with Newfound Glory after this. Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That'd be Dr. Drew, the lying Dr. Drew over there. Oh, forget about that phone number. Jordan is now slidden here
it
from
has.
Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
No one
Steve and Ian
learned.
Are still here. And we will hop back on the phones and see if we can't talk to a few more people before we got to wrap things up. Jack?
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack. You're 30. What's up?
The problem with me is that, I got married a year ago, but I've been living with my wife for 5 years. But at the same time, I had a friend for 8 years on the side. We got into a fight. We didn't see each other for a year.
So whoa. You and your wife or you and your friend?
Me and my friend.
Yeah.
Mm. So I didn't kind of miss her. You know, I didn't miss her for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But she came back into my life, and I want some advice on how to get her out of my mind. You know, she just like...
Hmm.
Do you have children with your wife?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Dick brain.
Oh, true.
Get it together. Seriously.
How many kids do you have?
I have a daughter and one on the way.
I see. And, you know, if you listen to this show, Jack, you realize that the daughters of guys who are screwing around and carrying on or abandoning them, they're a mess their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It really affects them. And there's none of that excuse of like, oh, she's 5 or she's 9 or she's 10
she
months.
She's fine. She's so happy.
She's okay. Whatever it is, they know. And then they end up calling this show when they're teenagers because daddy wasn't around or daddy cheated on mommy. Now they don't trust any man because daddy cheated on mommy. They'll call up and they'll go, every guy I date, I break things off with him after 3 months. And good sex, anal. Jack, that's their specialty. But the point is you're really just shielding. The fact that she doesn't know about it doesn't matter.
No, you are. She went. The girl went to my house. That's how.
There you go. That's just
went to my house looking for me. So that's how I started thinking about her again.
Yeah.
So I just want to get out of my mind.
Well, I don't care if it's in your mind or not. You just don't. You can't get involved with
you
her.
Don't act. You have 2 kids. You have a wife. You're committed to. You've given an oath in front of God and everybody, and it is unacceptable to not protect your family.
I mean, unless you're in a band or you host a nationally syndicated radio show or work cable, you cannot carry on this way. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. On behalf of your kids there, Jack.
On behalf of us.
Just stop talking to the lady altogether.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Jack, don't get weak. I mean, don't fool yourself and do that. Well, I'll just meet just you for lunch or we'll have a drink. You know where that's going. You must jack off constantly. Do you understand?
That's actually good
advice. Give in to temptation.
Watch some porno with Jenna Jameson. You'll stop thinking about that other lady.
It does. It removes. You have no momentum. Jenna Jameson. Yeah, hot point. Hot flash? No, hot point. Yeah, hot point. That's the DVD I got.
I was thinking about her the other day, thinking that you probably the one that sent those flowers, not even her after all.
No, Jenna's been on the show a few times.
How cool is that you're friends with Jenna?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I am happy about it. Drew's wife couldn't be more pissed off. Jenna sent, you want to know how pee-whipped Dr. Drew is over here? Jenna came in here one night and hung out. We had a nice time with her. I went to take a leak during a commercial. Jenna had a heart-to-heart with Dr. Drew, you know, family problems, the whole nine yards, using Drew as a confidant. The next night, she sends over a bunch of roses with the card for Dr. Drew that just says, hey, thanks for the talk. It meant a lot to me.
Uh-oh.
Drew will not bring them home. And I told Drew, bring those flowers home. And he's like, no way. His wife's going to kick his ass. And I said, all you did was talk to her. You didn't do anything. And he's like, no way. She won't do it. And Drew,
she's still talking about that because you brought it up on the radio.
Well, I brought it up on the radio. Yeah, sure.
You're trying to get him in trouble, man. What's going on?
Well, the truth is for all, unless it has to do with me. That's my motto. But the point is
she's very threatened.
That is pee whipped. Oh, what are you going to do?
Just,
run off
he's
with Jenna
Jameson?
Just being
respectful. You know, he knows his wife will get upset about it. So he doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
I know, but listen, Drew's wife gets upset over anything, and you got to train her, Drew. You got to start training her. I've told you that many times. You want me to train her? I'll take her for a weekend. She'll be a new woman when she comes back.
We'll get some free lessons, too.
And people think I'm kidding, but Drew, do I not work on your wife whenever I see her?
Yeah, you train people, too.
Yeah.
You got your neighbors all scared of you?
Yeah, I train his patience. I grabbed his cell phone out of his hands and yelled at some old lady to leave alone once. It's a great conversation. Like, Mrs. Sheinberg, you must go to the hospital. No, not tomorrow, tonight. Well, no, I'm not in town. No, you have to go. Well, you must go to the hospital. No, because it can't be treated at home. They don't have the facilities. No, after about 20 minutes of this in the back of a limo, I grab the cell phone. I go, listen, you old bag. You go to the hospital.
Sounds like my grandma.
I'll come over there. You'll really need to go to the hospital.
Steven.
Yeah, just, and Drew never yells at him. He just keeps talking
Steven.
To him.
Steven.
Ernie.
I just like to add that Steve's mom has the same haircut as his dog.
Ernie, you're 14. You're the youngest guy named Ernie in North America. What's up?
Yeah, I had a question for Newfound Glory.
Here that right. is.
Yeah, I want to know where you guys get your inspiration from.
Jenna Jameson.
I think that we get our inspirations from anything, anywhere. Anything that we come in contact with inspires us.
What?
I think that, you know, being in relationships and being with different girls, not different girls, but, I mean, actually all the records are basically about one girlfriend that I had. You know, they're all real things that happened to me and real things that, you know, that we believe in and stuff like that.
It
actually comes easy to me, you know, to write lyrics and stuff like that. I just sit down and, you know, just think about what happened today or think about something that's going on with my friends or, you know, something that I've been through in the past and stuff like that.
Well, you know, it's a good question, which is do you sit down and write a song or do you lie in bed and go, oh, I got an idea for a song up and write it?
Well, what happens, like, you know, I usually will think of something and I'll write it down and I'll put it on a piece of paper and maybe keep it for later. What happens is, I mean, we write the music first and then, like, I'll sit down in my room and put it in my headphones and just zone out and be like, and think about everything that's going on and think about what I want to write about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And usually, it usually comes, I sit down and I'm like, okay, everybody complains all our songs are about girls. And I sit down, I'm like, okay, I don't want to write a song about a girl this time. And I just comes out that way.
Another song about a girl.
Yeah. A song about
a
girl.
Well, we had the same, people had the same beef with Narthex when we formed. Yeah.
You guys couldn't stop talking about beer, right?
We broke off. Yeah, we originally just sung about beer, and then we started singing about lagers, which turned out to just be beer. We didn't know. Right? And then stouts, and then ales. So we kind of branched out a little bit, but still in the beer family. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
We're friends with these kids have a band called 12 Pack Attack. The only thing about is beer.
Well, that's good.
Liquor. I hardly even know her.
I love that. All right, Drew, where are you going here, buddy?
Break.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? All right, Ernie.
Yeah, I want to ask him another thing.
All right, hurry.
Yeah, if I wrote to you guys, would you guys write back?
If you sent email to us, we would. But if you wrote a letter, most of the time we're gone, so my dad usually replies to the letters and then says to email us.
Handsome Don.
Handsome Don's his dad's name.
Okay.
We're just always on tour, and we come home, we have thousands of...
Your best bet would be to email.
Yeah, email's better.
Right.
Because check all the emails.
Who writes is there a 14-year-old in the country who writes a letter?
That's not an email?
That's not an email? Yeah. And do they email Santa now? Like, remember you'd write a letter to Santa, like, I want some roller skates and a guitar. What do you do? Do you email Santa?
Yeah.
Do your kids email Santa?
I think so.
You don't know.
Really?
They email now.
SantaYahoo.com.
SantaYahoo. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. That is it. Another fantabulous week of Loveline in the ground, as they say. I want to thank Lisa and Sarah for doing a great job on the phones all week long. Lisa did a good job on the phones, too. Producer Ann for doing a wonderful job. And, of course, engineer Anderson. Oh, man, am I tired.
I want to thank Blank
sliding around those potentiometers. You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
I'm so tired.
All right, Steve, give your website.
www.newfoundglory.com. And www.drivethroughrecords.com.
Newark's Bandits rules.
You can go there and check out all the information on Newfound Glory. Order merchandise or listen to samples of songs or whatever you want to do.
Or just masturbate to my picture.
And I want to thank Newfound Glory for coming in here tonight.
We want to thank you guys.
Thank you guys for having us here. It was our pleasure. So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You. Gotta get it on.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.